I wanted to ask you about textbooks.
It was the odd thing. There's very little on clinical medicine. There were some very old surgery textbooks which weren't really up to date, and there were one or two American importations come in, but very expensive. But we relied very much on dictated notes. In the fourth year, which was the last year at Camden Town, we had small animal lectures, and I think it was Dakin, I'm not quite sure, but he did give us a very good set of dog diseases, dog conditions, and that was all written down, and I'd refer to those small animal medicine notes for the next perhaps 20 or 30 years, but there weren't good textbooks at that stage. I suppose the post-war period, it was only, 5 years after the war, nobody really got round to writing modern textbooks. There was a Merck's manual, I remember, when I qualified, sort of handbook dictionary, and you could look up every disease, but I didn't acquire one of those until probably in the mid-1950s, and that was a good reference book. So one relied on one's lecture notes, and I did refer to them quite a lot in the first perhaps 3 or 4 years after qualifying, because there was a lack of textbooks.